Well, over the this past weekend, Vancouver City staff began removing Stanley Park's temporary bike lane. The process that, of course, will reopen two lanes of Stanley Park Drive to vehicle traffic. Now, cyclists did gather over the weekend to protest their removal. Some of them were members of the advocacy group Hub Cycling. We had Lisa Slackoff from Hub Cycling join us on Monday to talk a little bit about the policy of the new park board and new city council. Take a listen to her comments.
But there have been mobility issues in Stanley Park. There's no public transit except to get right into the very entrance of the park. There used to be transit all around the park, dropping people off. You know, there's the people talk about the seawall as being a great access route for people who want a bike. But if anybody's been out on that seawall in the summer, it's actually getting really dangerous because there's so many people walking and biking. People are falling off that little lip from the cyclist path onto the pedestrian path. There's just so many people. We really need more alternative transportation ways in the park.
Now, that was Lisa Slackoff from Hub Cycling and commenting about what's wrong with removing bike lanes. There are many people who support the park board, saying that was an election promise and they're going ahead with it. Joining me now is Bonnie McKenzie, spokesperson for Stanley Park for All. Now, Bonnie, before we get to talking about traffic in the downtown core a little bit, your thoughts just on the fact that the park board has begun the removal of that Stanley Park bike lane.
Yes, they have. In February, they made the decision to remove most of the bike lane. Not all of the bike lane it will be removed. There will still be one choke point, but they are looking at removing all of the bike lane.
And you're supportive of that, of course, right?
Yes, we are. Very supportive of that. And we're pleased to see that the commissioners actually lived up to their election promise and are proceeding with doing exactly
and
what they promised.
Before we get to the next issue here, but just want to clarify, you support the removal of the temporary bike lane simply because it impacted people's ability to access Stanley Park.
Yes, we believe the park is there as a park and everyone should have access, regardless whether they are cyclists, whether they drive cars, whether they have mobility issues. A lot of disabled people were denied access once that bike lane went in and the parking was removed.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe access for all, that's cyclists, cars, people with disabilities, families with strollers and kids, tourists, everyone. It's access for all.
And you believe that there should be a bike lane, but it's its own bike lane separate from the two lanes that are already there. Like the separate bike lanes should be built in Stanley Park.
I would like to see separate bike lanes built in Stanley Park. I agree with the woman from Hub that, yes, the amount of people using the bike lane on the seawall is substantial, especially with the pedestrians. I think certainly in an interim measure until the city staff come back or the park board staff come back with an option for a permanent bike lane in the park would be to put in some type of safety measures separating the pedestrians from the bikes on the seawall. The seawall is extensively used. When they first put in this temporary bike lane, it was to get people off the seawall. That didn't work. Cyclists still go on the seawall. The families go on the seawall. That's what they want to cycle. It's flat. It's pretty. That's what they want. The people who are using the temporary bike lane are the cyclists who really like to go fast and are looking at speed. They're a minority, but yet it did provide an element of safety for them. Prior to the temporary bike lane, they basically rode on the road with the car, shared it with the cars, and to my knowledge, there was never an issue.
And now with this opening of the lane, explain to me what this will mean for traffic in and around the West Stand and in and around Stanley Park.
Okay, the opening of the lane really is not the traffic issue for the Stanley Park. When they put in the bike lane, they closed off the exit from the park to vehicles to West York to Beach Avenue. So now, when they put the bike lane in, they redirected all the traffic down North Lagoon Drive to exit onto West Georgia Street. Mm-hmm. That's still in place. When they removed the bike lane, that diversion of traffic to West Georgia will still be in place. What they had planned to do in February when they passed that motion was, because the problem they've got now that they created this problem, is that getting on out of the park onto West Georgia is a nightmare. It is like many, it's just a parking lot. So what they have come up with as an alternative, that when they remove this bike lane, they're also going to redirect the traffic, not along North Lagoon Drive towards Georgia Street, but down towards Lagoon Drive and into the West End. So you, the traffic will have two choices. They can go all the way around to Georgia Street, and if anyone's ever done that in the last 2 years, you're never going to want to do that again. Or else you can come down and go along Lagoon Drive, and then it dumps you out on Nelson Street, Barclay Street, and Robson Street in the West End. And then you would then go to Denman. Now, if you've ever driven on Denman now, Denman is essentially a parking lot itself. So you're going to have all of that vehicle traffic. And the reason they did this was because there was so much vehicle traffic going on to Georgia Street that it was really, really a nightmare. And now they're going to take all of that traffic and put it out into the West End, into Nelson, Barclay, and Robson.
So what do you want to see done? What do they need to do?
They need to put the access out of the park for vehicles back to Beach Lane, back to Beach Avenue. They closed that off when they put the bike lane in. They can take that out. It was there before the bike lane went in. Just put it back the way it was and have the traffic go out onto Beach Avenue. It's only about a two-and-a-half-block area. It would allow the traffic, because Beach Avenue has always been an arterial road, I believe, for the city of Vancouver, and it needs to remain that way. And people come along there to go up Denman to be able to go over to the North Shore.
Bonnie, it's literally back to the future, what you're saying here.
It is definitely back to the future. It was never broken. I don't know why they did this. And this is the point. Put it back. And it's only two blocks. There still is a bicycle lane there. Like this, it's not that cyclists can't then get into the park. There's still a bicycle lane there. There always was. It was never taken away. And then just allow vehicles to have two lanes of vehicle each way on Beach Avenue.
Now, Denman's always been busy. So you're just, I haven't been down there in a while, but it's even busier now because of the way they've, the configuration of the roadways.
Oh, it's really busy. Between, they've taken out now with a lot of the restaurants and things on Denman Street, they now have patios out in the parking on the one lane of roadway. So it's really one lane going each way. And then when you get close to rush hour, you just sit there. You just sit there for minutes and minutes and minutes trying to move.
Sounds like a bit of a nightmare for those who are driving. So I appreciate your time today, Bonnie. Hopefully this all gets dealt with. We do find a solution to actually have bicycles and bike lanes in Stanley Park, but at the same time, as you say, make sure it's accessible for all folks, seniors included, and those who felt they have not been welcome in Stanley Park as well, and solve the issue for those folks living in the West End as well. Bonnie, thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you very much. I agree with you. Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.